You can't top that, friends. Again, Johnny, congratulations on this wonderful 10-year milestone.
So farewell, farewell to Nova Scotia's charms. It's early in the morning and I'm far, far away.
Well, yes, friends, once again, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here, and with that mentioned, we're sitting on the other side of the third and final hour of today's program. With that also shared, I would like to remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the banks of the St. Lawrence Seaway. We can also be heard via www.oshawarocks.com, and of course, our way for the last 10 years over CFRC 101.9 FM from downtown Kingston, Ontario. With all that mentioned, we can also be heard on YouTube at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. Now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to the 1965 album that Wolf Carter released back then. That's 61 years ago, and it was a Christmas album, in fact. And off this album, we have two of his classics. First of all, it's going to be an all-time favorite called An Old Christmas Card, and then we'll wrap up this set of double feature of sorts today with none other than an all-time classic called Pumpkinhead the Christmas Bear. With that, we'll dedicate these to all our friends who like that Christmas kind of music. With that, welcome in, friends, to this, the third and final hour of today's program.
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. It sure does, honey. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word and every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental around this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's a memory of an old Christmas card. Yes, you know, darling, I get that feeling both this time every year. But gee, every time I see a Christmas card, I just can't help reminiscing. You know what about? Yeah, that it was really something, that first Christmas we spent together. What a beautiful card you gave me. Why, you must have looked through thousands of them for me. And to find that wonderful poem that, well, it still brings tears to my eyes. And the picture on the cover, gee, I can't forget it. It looks exactly like the little white church where we were first wed. Those were wonderful, wonderful memories. And the lines you added in your own handwriting, I'll always remember them as long as I live, because it read, "To my darling forever, and darling the same to you." There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word and every line. Guess I'm always sentimental around this time. I sure am, darling. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. Just a memory of an old Christmas card. And a merry, merry Christmas to you all. always call him Pumpkinhead. He is a sad little bear, and all because they laugh at him and make fun of his hair. It stands straight up and won't lie down no matter what we do, and no one wants to play with him. That's why he feels so blue. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, with a funny looking mop of hair. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, the sad little cute little bear. Then along came Santa Claus in his sleigh with a great big ho, ho, ho. With the elves and the clowns and the big parade all dancing through the snow. But one of the clowns got sick one day, no smile was on his face. They tried his hat on everyone, but none could take his place. Then up stepped Pumpkinhead to try, and much to his delight, the mop of hair just held it there, the hat it fit just right. Now Pumpkinhead is having fun, he's happy as can be. And so each year he brings good cheer right to your Christmas tree. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, with a funny looking mop of hair. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, that's the story of a happy little bear. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, that's the story of a happy little bear.
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada as we celebrate the legend that was Wealth Carter. Of course, he came from Port Hilford, Nova Scotia, and with that mentioned, we've got an all-time classic by Wealth Carter going out to Peter Myrna in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, in fact, called My Nova Scotian Home. But then follow with a song going out to Michael T. Wall and his family, which is called Grandpa's Little Girl. And, of course, we all call Michael T. Wall around the Woodlock Ranch the King of the Newfies, so this one will go out to him on this Father's Day Sunday. And then we'll wrap up with Ed Seeley and an all-time classic gospel-inspired song called Daddy Played the Harp. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you down east who are listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on this great channel.
When the golden sun is setting on my Nova Scotian home, then I think of apple blossoms and the girl I left alone. But at last I'm going home to stay and never more to roam. Take me back to Annapolis Valley and my Nova Scotian home. For I'm blue for my blue eyes tonight, and I'm blue for the starlight so bright, hey, hey. And I'm blue for the one I left alone. Yes, I'm blue for my Nova Scotian home. Take me back to Nova Scotia, let me live forevermore. Way down by the great Atlantic in my home along the shore. When it's springtime in the valleys where the apple blossoms blow, take me back to Nova Scotia, my home of long ago. For I'm blue for my blue eyes tonight, I sure am, honey. I'm blue for the starlight so bright. Yes, I'm blue for the one I left alone. Hey, I am blue for my Nova Scotian home. Going back to Nova Scotia, that is where I long to be. That is where they fish for tuna in the rough Atlantic Sea. Sweet perfume from apple blossoms lingers in its fragrant air. Going back to Nova Scotia, to the one that I left there. I'm coming, honey, for I'm blue for my blue eyes tonight. I sure am. I'm blue for the starlight so bright. Yes, I'm blue for the one I left alone. Hey, hey, man, I'm blue for my Nova Scotian home. Let's do it again. For I'm blue for my blue eyes tonight. And I'm blue for the starlight so bright. Yes, I am blue for the one I left alone. Hey, hey, man. And I'm blue for my Nova Scotian home.
When tears fall down your angel face, it breaks my heart in two. I'll hold you gently in my arms and whisper, I love you. I'll chase away those bad things that comes into your world. I'd give my life, my everything, 'cause you're grandpa's little girl. We've spent some time in our private world of stories and TV, of fairy tales and magic things, as you sit there on my knee. And when you say, it gives my heart a thrill to know that you will always be your grandpa's little girl. So when you grow too old to sit upon your grandpa's knee, and all our magic our distant memories, and when you leave your childhood dreams to find your grown-up world, just don't forget you'll always be your grandpa's little girl. Upon your grandpa's knee, and all our magic moments are distant memories. And when you leave your childhood dreams to find your grown-up world, just don't forget you'll always be your grandpa's little girl. Just don't forget, you'll always be your grandpa's little girl.
I love you, Grandpa.
Study round the kerosene oil lamp in an old country farmhouse. The quarters were cramped, but when the lessons were all done in the shadows in the dark, we'd drift off to sleep while my daddy played the harp. What a friend we have in Jesus. My dad played sweetly on the harp, and the rafters would ring when my mother would sing. How We've all moved away now with families of our own. Some of them are babies and some of them are grown. But I long to leave the busy life for a moment in the dark and be lifted up to heaven to the sound of Daddy's harp. What a friend we have in Jesus. My dad played sweetly on the harp, and the rafters would ring when my mother would sing, "How great thou art." Heaven to the sound of angels' wings, and I fall before Jesus as heaven's choir sings. I hear strains of holy, holy as all heaven takes their parts, but the sweetest sound in heaven will be the sound of Daddy's harp. What a friend we have in Jesus. My dad played sweetly on the harp, and the rafters would ring when my mother would sing, "How great thou art."
This is Sarah Wall, and you are listening to Wayback right here on CFRC Radio with DJ Johnny Maple Leaf Woodlock here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And I'm crazy for loving you.
And now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of bluegrass music and some of the true pioneers of bluegrass. First of all, we would like to pay tribute to Hi-Lo Brown, known for his high and then low style singing, and an all-time classic by Hi-Lo Brown called Daddy's Place. We'd dedicate this in loving memory of my late father and the farm we grew up at in Lyndhurst. Then we'll follow with an all-time classic called I Found My Daddy's Grass, which is another classic bluegrass favorite, and then we'll wrap up with a song called A Robin Built a Nest on Daddy's Grave. And that will also go out to my late father because he always liked the music of none other than Ralph Stanley, one of the true pioneers and the true voices of bluegrass music. I'd also like to thank Barb and all the other team at the Bluegrass Festival in Iroquois at the Gallup Canal for inviting us down last weekend for a wonderful time at the Bluegrass Festival at Gallup Canal. With that, welcome in, friends, and now here's an all-time classic by our bluegrass pioneers.
With winding road and shady oaks leads to Daddy's place. Big old house that's been so brown, my daddy worked this place. With God-fearing hands he tilled this land
common fears he'd never show. My daddy was a righteous man, and I loved him so. I gotta take daddy's place, I can't lose daddy's place. The winter was hard, my dad got sick and had to go to bed. With bleary eyes and trembling, the words he said, son, don't let them take this place. Work it as hard as you can. Your daddy has worked this place, my boy. Hold on to our land. I gotta take daddy's place. I can't lose daddy's place. They buried my dad beneath the ground. Once he stood so brown. If daddy could see the old place now, I know he'd cry out loud. But daddy, I've done the best I could. I've worked from dawn till dark. The mortgage is due, I'm worked plumb through. I don't know which way to start. I know it would break your heart. But I can't take the shame. Send some clouds a-drifting by and give me one good rain. I gotta take daddy's place. It would save daddy's place. I can't lose daddy's place. I can't lose daddy's place. I can't lose.
Hot up in the attic in the middle of July. I'd put it off too long, and I knew I'd had to try to go through all the things that daddy left behind. Old overalls and magazines was all I thought I'd find. In a dusty beam of sunlight set an old cardboard box, a Zenith phonograph, and a double barrel fork. The box of the past. Down in a box of records, I found my daddy's grass. I saw Decca and Doc. Foothill boys on county, still wrapped in cellophane, wearing cowboy hats and coats and ties, not ragged old blue jeans. I put one on the scene, I'd lay the needle in the groove. I heard record after record till I finally understood why he loved it so deeply, and now I love it too. I found my daddy's grass, and my daddy's grass was blue. I found the $2 of the past. Down in a box of records, I found my daddy's grass. Yeah, I went up in the attic and I found my daddy's grass.
Say, and a robin built a nest on on Daddy's grave.
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to an interview I got to do back in 2023 with Fred Eisner of Lance, Nova Scotia. With that mentioned, our good friend Peter Trenum got me involved with Fred many years ago. And with that mentioned also, I would like to pay tribute to this interview from the archive way back files. Then we're going to pay tribute to an all-time classic. Yes, it's going to be the 1933 classic called Swiss Moonlight Lullaby. And I do believe it'll be from the 1950s this time, as it has been recorded several times throughout Welf's career. With that mentioned, I know we played it during the first hour, but this will be a redone version of it. Now here's a legendary friend of mine, Fred Eisner from Lance, Nova Scotia. So I'd like to welcome to our program this morning a man who can take us back to the golden age of Canadian country music. He has long been associated with the Welf Carter legacy, having helped to preserve the legacy of Welf's for many years now. Please welcome Mr. Fred Isenor to our program.
It's Eisner.
Eisner, okay, sure. Fred Eisner, yeah, to our program this morning. Yes. How are you doing, Fred?
Not too bad.
That's good, good. So let's go back to a more personal question. Is when and where were you born?
At Lance, Nova Scotia, January 26, 1933.
Okay, yes. And so what is your first introduction to Welsh music?
Oh, I'd be too young to even know, but I remember hearing radio, you know, when I was long before I went to school.
Yes. And so what was he like? I know you were quite, you were associated with him in many ways, yes.
Right.
What was he, what was your relationship to him, besides being a fan?
I guess the only time I was really involved was when he made his last tour through here. They got me to go to the Coast Entertainment Center to introduce them.
Yes.
Yeah, and I give a little.
And what was that like?
I give a little spiel on. It's funny, they had another group there that I knew. It was no trouble. They were local fellows. I introduced them. And then there was a fiddler there His name was Graham Townsend.
Yes, of and course, yes.
The producer, he called me aside and gave me all this stuff to say about Graham Townsend. And, you know, and be sure and say, and be sure and say, and I didn't know if I could get it all in or not. And so then at intermission, I thought, oh, no, what'll he want me to say about Wilf? And I said, what do you want me to say about Wilf? Oh, it doesn't matter, he said. So I talked to Wilf all during intermission, and I asked him, you know, what he wanted me to say. And, oh, it doesn't matter, he said. And I named a few things that I was thinking to say. Yeah, he said, that's good. Go ahead. He said, I'll still have lots to say when I get out. And I knew he would, of course. And and that was about the only time I was, you know, introduced him or anything.
I see. Did you see him any other times?
Oh, yeah. The first time I saw him was 1950. That was his first time he played in Halifax. And
yes. And what was his stage presence like? What was he like on stage?
Well, he was, I don't know how to describe. He wasn't like he was just seemed to be unconcerned, you know, about, he didn't give any big thing about how great he was or anything, and
totally. So he's more down to earth than anything.
Yeah, he was the total opposite to Hank Snow.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard different things on Hank, and I understand that he was another one of your favorites. But what was he like? You must have met Hank.
No, never met him.
No. Okay. I see.
No, he didn't. He didn't associate people.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Yes. So, going back to Wilf's shows, what would some of his most requested songs have been during those years?
Well, The Capture of Albert Johnson was one. And, of course, Swiss Moonlight Lullaby had to sing that at every concert. And,
yes.
I remember he was playing in Lancet there one night, and I was talking to him at intermission, and I said, how about doing one with just your guitar like you used to on the old records? Because that's what everybody's favorites, is the old ones with just him and his guitar.
Exactly.
And so he said, okay, he said, somebody asked for The Capture of Albert Johnson. He said, I'll do that with just the guitar. So when he come out after intermission, he kept the band back, and he did it with just the guitar.
I see. Now, that's going way back into his early 30s music, for sure.
The Capture of Albert Johnson, yeah, that was his first record in 1933.
Exactly. Yes, for
and
sure.
And Swiss Moonlight Lullaby.
Now, yes, exactly. That's right, yes. Now, I also understand that you've owned a couple of radio stations of your own.
No, I had programs on them. Yeah.
Okay, programs, yes.
CKCL Truro and CKEC New Glasgow.
Okay, yes. And what was those years like for you?
And they were bluegrass shows, but we also played a lot of early country. And
Yes,
the early country was really more popular than the bluegrass, but all the stations
time, yes,
had bluegrass shows, so they wanted, you know, bluegrass shows on Truro and New Glasgow as well. So we called them bluegrass shows, but we threw in a lot of the old stuff.
I see, yes. And a lot of that early country was more or less like bluegrass, like the Roy Acuff and that sort of
thing. Yeah, there was a sort of a relation, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the Nova Scotia Ramblers. I understand that you were an original member member.
Yeah, I started, started first as an old-time square dance band, and we called them the Nova Scotia Playboys at that time. And then we played like for the square dances and things, and then when I got fed up with that, I didn't play for a while, and then started fooling around some with bluegrass, and that's when we changed the name to the Nova Scotia Ramblers.
I see. Okay. So what is your thoughts on bluegrass of today? I find a lot of it's more the traditional country style.
A lot of the new bands are pretty modern.
Like, yes.
Well, some is not even bluegrass anymore.
Very true, yes.
But there's a lot of good, young, new bands, too, like High Fidelity and the Brandenburger Families. There's a lot of good ones.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, I also would like to ask you, because you were in music back in the day, what inspired people like Welf Carter or, for instance, Stompin' Tom to come west out of the Maritimes?
I'm not sure.
Yes? Okay.
Well, Welf started yodeling after hearing a yodeler on a Chautauqua show. Mm-hmm. And I suppose he was inspired by the cowboy image fur in those days. And,
yes.
And he went worked on ranches out west. And his singing and yodeling, he was hired by Canadian Pacific for their trail rides out of Banff, Alberta.
Okay, yes.
And there was a man there from, a tourist there from New York, and he thought he was good enough to be on the radio. He talked him into going to New York, and he got on CBS. He was heard on every state in the Union in the late 30s.
Mm-hmm. And so what was responsible? I know he was one of the first, but what is responsible for his being the father of Canadian country, as a lot of them have named him?
Oh, well, of course, he was the first to get on RCA. That was a big plus. You know, he was on their Bluebird label, and his record sold like everything, and way more than any of the other country singers on the label.
Yes, yes, for sure. And so, Peter always says that Welf Carter was actually at one time bigger than Hank Snow. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, way bigger,
I see,
yes.
I see.
What put Welf back was in 1940, when he had that severe accident that put him out of kilter for several years.
Yes.
And that's when, he had no records released or anything up until, I think it was 1944, they got him to go to Montreal and record a few records, because the people were hollering for his records, and there was no new ones coming out.
I see.
And that's how he come to go to Montreal. I believe it was in 1944, and did a whole bunch of songs, right, all at once, with just him and a steel guitar player. And I don't know who the steel guitar player was. No, Mr. Shabib, he was our music teacher at the Lance School, and he told me it was Johnny Baldwin, the same fellow that played on the Hank Snow records. And
okay.
And I didn't think it was, because it seemed like a different style. But then there was a friend here that plays the steel and kind of an authority on them. and I played some of Wilf's breaks on those old records, and he's pretty sure it is Johnny Baldwin, so.
I see, yes. And that would have been the Bluebird label, eh?
Right.
Yes, 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 okay. Far before it became RCA, yes.
Bluebird was always a division of RCA.
Yes.
That was their budget label.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. Yeah. I see. And so I also understand from stories my father had told me about Wilf, meeting him and that he spent a lot of time in Arizona.
I don't know. I never heard that, but it could be.
Okay, okay, okay. I see. And so, I have maybe one or two more questions, but what is your thoughts on how music has changed over the years?
Well, of course, I don't like it.
Yes, none of us do, for sure.
No, but there's nothing we can do about it, I guess.
Very true, yes. And then the very last question is, what is one of your favorite Wilf Carter songs that I can play following this interview?
Oh, there's so many, I wouldn't say, but
yes.
Of course I always like Swiss Moonlight Lullaby
and
all the yodeling numbers I really liked.
A pleasure talking to you, and let's keep in touch.
Yes, okay, good.
Yes. God bless you. Have a good day now.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Montana Slim. Slim, buddy, this is a heck of a question, but what do you think of our Saturday night doings down here, huh?
It's the grandest show on earth, buddy.
You'd have said anything else, we'd have had to let you go, you know?
No.
Well, Slim, I tell you, how about you doing one of those fine yodel songs of yours for us, huh?
I'd like to do the first number I ever recorded, and here it is, folks, My Swiss Moonlight Lullaby.
That's the one.
Strolling along in the moonlight by a mountain stream. Oh, high up on the mountain, there lies my golden dream. There lives my sweetheart, waiting day by day, watching from the doorway of her moonlight swiss chalet.
Friends, the year was 1985 when father of Canadian country music, Wilf Carter, was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame of Canada. With that mention, I would like to pay tribute to that acceptance speech that he made in 1985 to that Hall of Fame. And with that mention, we'll follow this with the 1988 very final recording that he ever recorded called Whatever Happened to All Those Years. We'll also send this out to my good friend, Bob Gardner, who celebrates his birthday on Wednesday. With that, welcome in, friends, and here we go with some great highlights out of the Wilf Carter history books. Welcome in, friends.
I thank you so much. If you will just pardon me for a minute, if I can go back to 1933, Mr. A.H. Joseph in memories. I remember when I walked in there, took my first audition. He didn't think at the time folk music would go. He did wondered about my yodeling, would it go? So unbeknownst to Mr. Joseph, Mr. Delmont, up in Canary Heaven, that's what I called it, is renovating an old church. I took an audition, and that's what happened, Swiss Moonlight Lullaby and the capture of Albert Johnson. That is the memories of Mr. A.H. Joseph giving this fellow a start. And then along came RCA Victor. They had the courage to pick up that audition, and thanks to them for over 50 years of sticking with this fellow right here. Thank you for that. Thank you. Many thanks to the CBC, who picked me up when they was born. I was with the CRC, Canadian Radio Commission, before that. And then CBS heard me in New York and took pity on me and took me down there. And then all you wonderful people got behind me through all these years. I just want to say thanks a million. You've really been great to a fella called Wilf Carter. Thank you.
How my heart was filled with joy when I was just a barefoot boy. And I wandered through the woods and fished the stream. I was always on the roam, never liked to stay at home. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Her dad was always there to see as we knelt on bended knee. And he thanked the good Lord for the coming day. Then you'd hear one awful wail, someone pull the old cat's tail. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? As I gazed across the prairie while the sun was sinking low, listen to the law of cattle, like the years of long ago. Gone are many dear old buddies, pardon if I shed a tear. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Then one day I thought it best, I jumped a freight train going west. I'd be a cowboy and I'd ride the range all day. I was in the Calgary Stampede, but I could never gain the lead. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, the good Lord lets me stay around. Many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you one and all when the work's all done this fall. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, but the good Lord, he lets me stay around. And many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you, one and all, when the work's all done this fall. But can you tell me what's happened to all of those years? Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years?
Well, yes, friends, we have just heard the last song that Wilf Carter ever recorded. With that mentioned, I would like to now pay tribute to a way back song of the week as we pay tribute to Wilf Carter's 1949 all-time classic called There's a Bluebird on Your Windowsill. With that mentioned, we'll be back following this way back song of the week to pay tribute to some great gospel songs and send us all home. Here we go with some great classics.
sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear, enough to make you cry. With every tear you've washed away, all things kept locked inside. You count your joys this lovely day, and you wonder why you cried. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear, enough to make you cry. Chance your heart grows sad, you still can smile again. With every tear you've ever shed comes sunshine after rain. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear, enough to make you cry. Come and go, the clouds and roll away. Everything will come if you wish it so, as an answer when you pray. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear, enough to make you cry.
And now, friends, it's once again that time in the program, Say So Long from the Way Back with Johnny Show on this great channel, CFRC 101.9 FM. As I say so long, I would like to once again pay tribute to Alf Carter as we play our last song for today. That, of course, is a song called Will the Circle Be Unbroken. I never knew that Alf actually recorded this until recently, and it is a very beautiful version of it. And I would also like to make mention that Alf Carter sadly passed away on December 5th of 1996 at the age of 91 in Scottsdale, Arizona. My late father, Papa Willoughby, had met Alf over the years, as well as my late partner, Velma, did, especially here at the Memorial Center in Kingston, just down the road here from CFRC. And that was, I'd say, about 1980s. But with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to this all-time classic and send us all the way home with Will the Circle Be Unbroken. With that, may God bless Alf Carter and his contribution to the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame and history books. With that, I would also like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the program, and also wish all our friends and family, especially Big Daddy Al and my late father, Papa Willoughby, a very happy Father's Day, and anyone else who is celebrating this wonderful day out there who are fathers. And we'll be back next weekend. With that, God bless, and talk to y'all later.
There are loved ones in the glory whose dear love and smiles you miss when you close your earthly story. Will you join them in their bliss? Will the circle
better home awaiting in the sky. sky, Lord, in the sky, in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Ah, boy. Wait. Days are over, I know my time ain't long. Listen while I'm singing my last old yodel song. Shake my head and sigh. Sunset all so peaceful, the dear old western sky. Cattle grazing round me, nighttime drawing nigh. Strumming my guitar to my yodeling lullaby.
Another day gone by, with good friends all around me. How the time you fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends.